This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show with my co-host, Joe Bruzuelas, Chief Economist of RSM. We interview top middle market CEOs so you could gain insights onto how to grow your own business and become a transformative CEO. Hello, America. This is Robert Reese with my co-host, Joe Bruzuelas, on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show. And our guest today is Sharon John, who's the CEO of the beloved Build-A-Bear. How are you, Sharon?
Very good. Thank you so much, Robert.
And we're going to talk about Build-A-Bear's model. But before we do, Joe, could you give a definition of what the middle market is?
Sure. There's 200,000 small and medium-sized businesses out there that have revenues between $10 million and $2 billion. They account for 40% of all U.S. GDP, which is a non-trivial amount, and they employ one-third of the entire U.S. labor force. Essentially, that's the beating heart and soul of the United States economy.
So we're here with a classic middle-market company, Build-A-Bear, founded in 1996, 1997. You took over as CEO in 2013. Talk about what the brand of Build-A-Bear is and what the experience was like of taking over from an actual founder of a company.
Yes. In 2013, the brand had been around for quite a number of years. It's a beloved brand, and it was exciting to have the opportunity because it had such a high brand awareness, well over 90% brand awareness. But the business side had struggled for some years in that it had some contracting sales, 8 years of negative comps, some struggling profitability. 22% of the stores in North America were actually unprofitable at that time. So we had some goals, clearly, one, to return to profitability very quickly. And at the same time, while understanding that we needed to find a way to reinvigorate the brand while rebuilding some of the infrastructure that had been somewhat ignored for reasons that you can understand during the 8 years of struggle. So we went about the process by closing some unprofitable doors and improving some of our SG&A, selling general and administrative costs, getting a little more tactical about some of the strategies that we needed to do. And we did return to profitability in that first year. The most difficult part of that in some ways was getting the organization to understand the need for change.
So how did you go about doing that? How did you get the organization to understand that change was needed?
Right. So one of the interesting things about organizations and companies that need to transform is that oftentimes, particularly when they've had some success in the past, often there's a misinterpretation of what is needed. Often there's a belief that they need to return to what they were doing during the time that they were very successful, even if the environment had changed. So it was a process of creating the classic approach to change management with this particular team, and that we needed to create a vision of the future that they could understand and express that vision to them in a very clear way, then followed by the steps to get there. This particular vision was grounded in the power and love of the brand. The company absolutely adored the brand. The people were emotionally engaged with the corporation because of the power of the brand. So if you could communicate, which we were successful in doing, the very need to change given the past, sometimes struggle is a great catalyst for change if you know how to use it. That if you straight line what we've been doing the last 8 years, this isn't going to turn out that well. So go with me for a moment that change is necessary. And once you get a few nods, you take something that you know they love, like the brand, and paint this vision of we can be more than we have ever were. If we can understand that this brand has this enormous equity tied up in ideas like affinity toward the brand, which is as high as some of other companies that are many times the size of us. And if we can take that brand and monetize it in ways beyond just retail, that we can have different levels of success in a different type of company, be a transformed company, but it will ultimately be, in our goal, a much more successful company in the long run.
So I want to key in on that word transform, because you clearly transformed your company. And you mentioned the vision of the future. Where's Build-A-Bear going to be in 5, 7, or 10 years? How are you setting up to navigate the great transformation that's upon us?
Well, of course, it's very difficult to predict the future in this particular market, particularly on the retail side. If you have to think about, you know, one of the lesser areas that I believe people have been able to understand change, it probably is retail right now and what it's going to look like in the next 3 to 5 years. So we're thinking of it in a different way. We're thinking of it as retail is one of our revenue streams. And what we needed to do over these past 5 years is, one, as I mentioned, rebuild that infrastructure piece so that we can operate in the sort of the normal scope of today's IT and business structure, and put enough infrastructure under us to actually be able to scale when the time is right, become very profitable in that singular revenue stream of retail, because well-run vertical, particularly with no debt, which we have no debt, throws off a decent amount of cash that could be reinvested in the creation of other revenue streams that monetize the equity of the brand. Those revenue streams being the reinvention of our outbound licensing business, which takes the brand into new categories and new places, the reinvestment in our international franchising business, which we just signed China to our roster. Now that we have Germany, South Africa, Mexico, a number of different markets. China, of course, is one of the largest, as we know, second largest economy in the world right now, up and coming middle class, that through our testing, very well versed in what the concept of Build-A-Bear is in terms of the feedback from research says that the consumers will love the Build-A-Bear process for their children. And hopefully, as we start to evolve in the entertainment side, you can imagine a brand with the type of affinity that we have, that it could be more stretchable than the vertical.
So as I travel around the North American economy and I talk to middle market CEOs, you know, China's sort of the undiscovered country, right? Shakespeare's undiscovered country. Take us through the run-up to trying to enter that market and then try to be successful in that market, because I think a lot of middle market CEOs are thinking about how they're going to do this over the next decade.
Right. China is clearly a very large market that now has enough of a middle class and a growing middle class to support a brand like a Build-A-Bear, not something we would call a luxury brand, but a reach brand, a premium brand. And we believe that from a market timing perspective, that it was right. We did enter the market in an interesting way, though. We entered it with one of our partners, Disney. And because we have had a long-standing relationship either through retail or through outbound licensing, and we tested out the environment by building a Build-A-Bear inside of the Disney Shanghai park, which gave us a great toehold into the market to determine what we did right, what we did wrong, what the market would respond to. The research that we had done that I mentioned really did hold strong to some of the insights that we've had, but sometimes it's very difficult to know exactly what to do until you get directly into the market. What was really fascinating about that, and what we had actually hoped for in figuring out, if you will, how to operate in that market, was we had the exposure to a lot of best-in-class franchise, potential franchise partners, because we were there in, of course, the Shanghai market, in the Disney environment that was had, you know, a lot of eyes on that particular endeavor, of course. And that allowed us to find a great partner in China and start to roll out last year. So now they're doing better than planned, and we're very excited as they start to extend their rollout plans.
You have about a minute and a half before break. Let's talk about the word licensing. You really changed what Build-A-Bear was doing and expanded the licensing. What have you learned about licensing from what you've done, and what advice do you have to CEOs who could license?
Well, one of the good things about both franchising and licensing for a mid-market company or a small company is that depending on how you organize it can be very margin accretive and with low capital requirements and actually low SG&A. You can find partners to help you do this. We actually run our franchise business, but we have a partner that helps us with that, that licensing. Licensing done well, where you really get a good structure around what your brand means to a consumer. And we believe that we mean not just bears, not just furry friends, but we mean heart and fun and creativity, allows you to go into a number of new categories with the brand, allowing the consumer to experience the brand in different ways. And that also puts you into different types of retailers, raising the overall top-of-mind awareness for the brand.
There you have it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Sharon John, and we'll talk about trends in retail. Back in a few.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Joe Bersuelis, and we are here on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show, back with Sharon John, the CEO of Build-A-Bear. And let's find out, retail is probably one of the toughest segments to be in today, and you've still had great success in your expansions. Talk about what you see as the trends of how retail will change.
Yeah, so hearkening back to a little bit of the earlier discussion, when I came to Build-A-Bear back in 2013, we knew we had some challenges, certainly signed up for the returning the company to the profitability challenge, rebuilding a lot of the infrastructure challenge. What I can't say that I totally signed up for was the turmoil of retail that has been enduring for the last 5 years, if you will, in that in some studies you can see up to 40% of maybe 50% of a decrease in mall traffic over that cum time period. That's been a difficult process for any retailer to sort of figure out how to continue to thrive in that environment. What we have learned is that it's not a simple situation. Just like a turnaround is never a simple situation. There's hardly ever a silver bullet. If there had been one, you usually don't have a change in management, for example. So we've looked at it a lot of different ways. Is it the mall retailers? Is it other locations? Is it what's the struggle and where are we going to go? The truth of the matter is not all malls act alike. Not all retail environments act alike. And in certain malls, Build-A-Bear will have a wonderful place there. There's going to be contraction in malls, I believe, without a doubt. The situation will be, though, that as some of those malls contract, they're generally in markets that have more than one mall. So it's likely that other malls may be a benefit as some of the malls contract, particularly as those malls and certain mall landlords start to reinvent themselves for the new marketplace, being more experiential, which we were from the beginning, which has been terrific for us, being servicing different types of things, more restaurants, more opportunity for people to get engaged and to have demonstrations and things where people really want to get out and do things that aren't necessarily things that you can do with your phone. So we feel like that we're perfectly poised for that. We're structuring our retail environment, looking at things that are more tourist location environments or things where these malls that are likely going to reinvent. We're also reinventing a new type of retail for ourselves. We've recently launched Build-A-Bear Bake Shop, and we'll be rolling out a second bake shop in Mall of America soon.
So, you know, I think that retail's often talked about as if it's the redheaded stepchild. And apologies to the redheaded stepchildren out there. Make the case for retail. Tell our audience just how critical it is.
From an economic perspective, clearly retail is very, very important. Not only do we service hundreds of millions of Americans from a retail perspective, but we're also a great employer of Americans. And it's in a segment that's much needed for people to sustain and maintain employment in a great place. I mean, you may know that Build-A-Bear's been on Best Places to Work list for many years in a row, almost a decade running. And so not only are we maintaining people, helping people maintain their families and their livelihood, but we're also making children smile and making our employees happy at the same time. I think that is a great service. And I think that in the end of the day, it's difficult to imagine an environment where you straight line some of the situations that have been happening in the past 5 years, thinking that we'll never go out and see each other and shop and flip through, you know, clothing rack,
right,
or have an experience with our children or go out to eat. I'm not sure that's going to be the future.
Let's dig deeper into that, right? We have a $14 trillion consumer market in the United States. Who is the Build-A-Bear consumer?
Well, the Build-A-Bear consumer is kids and kids at heart.
Okay.
So you might be surprised that 20% of our consumer base are is people over 12 years old that are coming in for more of an affinity experience, something with maybe as our licensed products like a Star Wars product. So we are Pokemon. We have a lot of 20-somethings that like to come to Build-A-Bear. But our consumer is, a slightly it's a college-educated mom generally and slightly a little bit better off than the average, but that may be more because they come often. Build-A-Bear, though, is accessible in that even a broad range of consumers can participate in Build-A-Bear and have that one birthday or couple, or have a number of Build-A-Bears and make that very special moment in their life. Much of our research tells us that Build-A-Bear is practically synonymous with childhood, with almost a third of our transactions being grounded in birthdays or birthday parties. So I love that when you wake up child up on their fifth birthday or their sixth birthday of that morning and you get the, what do you want to do today? Millions of times a year, the answer is go to Build-A-Bear.
That's exciting. And anyone wants to have a beloved brand. In all the years I've known you, Sharon, one discipline you've always been very strong at is strategy. Let's talk about strategy. And what is your process in developing strategy and envisioning what the future would be, developing how you plan the capital expenditures, how you develop the actual vision and strategy of where you're going, and then how you engage your whole employee base in that?
That's a big question, Robert. So I think when you start out trying to assess the best direction to take, you need to do an assessment of where does your value lie. And when we did that assessment, and a lot of times management doesn't know that right out of the gate. Sometimes there's a misalignment of where the biggest value is, and sometimes it's in an intangible. It's not always a warehouse or a factory, which is oftentimes what may come out of someone's mouth of where your greatest value lies. We believed that our greatest value is in the brand. And one of the good ways to think about kind of pressure testing where your value may lie is if you took one thing away, what would be the most critical thing and the hardest thing for you to rebuild your company? Could I rebuild this company without my headquarters? Could I rebuild this company without kid knowledge? Could I rebuild this company without this talent or my supply chain? Yes. Can I rebuild the company if I had to start over from scratch without the Build-A-Bear brand and the intellectual concept behind it? That'd be pretty tough, particularly if you know that the brand, again, is not just about the awareness, but about the affinity that we have, that basically people love Build-A-Bear. It's hard to get to how much value is there. So to me, once you assess where your value lies, you start building out tactical aspects on putting capital behind the tactical aspects that allow you to monetize your most valuable asset. And that comes into this place where we're in this pivot process of not just being a brand that was built on the back of a vertical retail idea, that was an experiential retail idea, don't get me wrong, that was, extraordinary for its time.
We invented the customer
Maxine
experience.
Maxine Clark did and reinvented the customer
Maxine
experience.
Maxine Clark, the iconic.
Yeah, absolutely. The iconic Maxine Clark, most definitely our founder. But we're going through a process of pivoting from that, a retailer that almost accidentally built this powerful brand, to a powerful branded company that now just has vertical retail as one of its revenue streams with many other opportunities. That journey of explaining that to people, when people get excited about the future state, is how you create momentum. But it is a bumpy, bumpy journey. Change and transformation goes up and down. Even if there wasn't retail turmoil, it would still be up and down as the process goes from almost every aspect of the company. There's give and take, there's up and down, it's a bumpy journey.
And there you have it. It is a pleasure having you, Sharon John, on the Middle Market Transformative CEO Show.
Thank you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum.
This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Vincent Jackson. How are you, Vincent?
I'm doing fine.
Now, most people, though, do know you as Bo Jackson, correct?
A few people know me by that name.
Yeah, rumor has it you were selected as the top athletic person of the entire century, and I've heard that from different sources.
I think that's correct.
We're going to talk about food. We're going to then shift into a little bit of sports. But you're working on something very exciting right now, which is under VEJ Holdings.
Yes.
And it's food company. Talk about it.
Well, VEJ Holdings is coming out. I've been a closet foodie all my life, even way before sports. I was into food because when I was young enough to where I wasn't old enough to go to school and I had to stay home, and my mother, in order to keep an eye on me, to keep me from either burning down the house or doing something drastic, she would make me sit in the middle of the kitchen in my little red rocking chair that all kids got for Christmas back in the day, and she'd say, plant your butt there and don't you move. So I had the option of to either watch her cook or watch soap operas, which was One Life to Live and General Hospital. When Luke and Laura was teenagers on General Hospital, and I still know all of the characters from those TV shows, but I either watch soap operas or watch my mom cook. And every day in the South, especially when you're low-income, rural family.
And you had like 10 siblings.
I had 9 brothers and sisters. About 7 of us was at the house at any given time. But cornbread was a staple because there were days when we didn't have anything to eat but cornbread. So I watched my mother make cornbread in that cast iron skillet every day until I was old enough to go to school.
And that cast iron skillet, you've told me before, that was 11 pounds.
11 pounds.
How old were you when you were making that, Bo?
The first time I ever made cornbread, I was 5 and a half years old, and my sister gave me a whole quarter, in 1968, to make that cornbread. And when I got that quarter, in my mind, I had more money than Jeff Bezos. And as soon as I finished cooking that cornbread, to the store.
So you... Is there a secret with the cornbread?
There is a secret to the cornbread. Until this day, actually yesterday evening, I had cornbread for as part of my dinner. So, yes, I still cook. And cornbread, there is a secret to good cornbread.
Well, are you going to tell it? Well, it's just between me and 600,000 yes, listeners here.
I can tell people out in the world, cornbread is not cooked with corn kernels in it. That's not cornbread. That's not cornbread. Cornbread is made with cornmeal, flour, salt, baking powder, a dab of sugar.
So let's go into cooking and food. There's the World Cooking. This is a huge event, and you're very involved because you own, I think it's about 5 different food companies. Talk about what's happening in that and your food company.
WFC, World Food Championships. It's being held, I think, this November in Orange Beach, Alabama. And it is a chef's competition for your 5 to 9 chefs. It's not for the big name guys who already got their TV shows and already go zillionaires and so forth and so on. These are for your everyday 9 to 5 chefs to come in and compare their skills to other chefs from around the country. And the burger of choice that they will be using for the World Food Championship is Bo Jackson Bo's Burger.
What's the web if anyone wants to go to the website to get your food?
It's BoJacksonSignatureFoods.com.
Signature Foods. Where did you come up with the name Signature? What was your thinking?
That's just something that we come up with. That's just something that me, my CFO, and the people in my office.
Well, let me ask you, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food is anything that won't eat me first.
Oh, there you go. And you've been with a lot of things that could eat you first.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Just a couple of weeks ago, I took my nephew and I went fishing, and I got in a fight with a 611-pound bluefin tuna. And I won.
You won. That's like Dick Butkus, you know.
The tuna steaks are showing up tomorrow.
Well done. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Vincent Jackson, who you all know as Bo Jackson. So let's take a shift now, and let's talk about, you've been through a lot of challenges in your life. You know, you've spoken with me about this. Talk about your take on life and facing challenges.
Well, I look at life. Life is what you put into it. Life is what you get out of it. And life will be full of challenges. And I look at challenges as, from a religious standpoint, is a way God puts a speed bump in your road of life. And it's up to you to slow down and get over that speed bump, just like you would if you were driving your car down the street.
That's a good analogy.
If you're able to slow down and get over that speed bump and move on down the road, everything else is a piece of cake. Now, if you're in a rush to get over that speed bump, you know what's going to happen. You're going to end up in the body shop because you didn't rip the oil pan from underneath your car. So every challenge I've had in life, I've looked at it as a speed bump.
What was that challenge like when you had that incredible injury?
Well, just like I said, that speed bump, it allowed me to slow down.
But were you at that moment seeing it like, "Bo, this is a speed bump," or were you like, "Oh my God, how could this happen to me?"
Within the first 24 hours, you have to allow yourself. You have to allow yourself to accept the fact that that has happened to you. And after that, I realized that, hey, this could have been worse. My doctors told me that you were either going to dislocate your hip or have probably the sport's worst knee injury, which would have probably put you out to where you couldn't even come back to try to play baseball. So he said, you would have had the mother of all knee blowouts or what you suffered. And I look at it as a blessing from the standpoint, if I hadn't dislocated my hip and hurt my hip at that point in time, we wouldn't be sitting here talking right now. I wouldn't have been able to do the things that I've done in the past 25, 26 odd years.
What prompted you 2 minutes before break to go back to school?
Actually, at the time that I hurt my hip, I dislocated my hip, my mother was battling cancer, and she kept it a secret from the family. I had found out a year prior that she was battling cancer, and I had my hip replacement surgery April 4th of 1992. I lost my mother to cancer April 21st or 22nd. So not only, having a career ending surgery was minor compared to me losing the strongest person in my life.
Yeah, you think about it.
Losing my hero. Losing my superwoman. And it didn't matter. It didn't matter about my sports career. Until this day, I can sit and talk about that woman and get emotional. But because even though I got more butt whoopings than any three kids combined in the neighborhood, I was that proverbial mother's boy. And I promised her before she passed away that I was going to go back to school and graduate and get my degree, which at the time I only had 6 classes to complete. And if I had to use my degree, what I got my degree in, I would own a chain of daycare centers across the country.
And there you have it. We're with Bo Jackson. When we come back after that passionate story, we're going to hear about what CEOs could learn from sports. Back in a few.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Bo Jackson, and we've heard about food. Here's a big question. Everyone loves sports. What you're a CEO now of EJ Holdings, and but from what you've gone through in sports, what can CEOs learn in business from sports?
What CEOs can learn from business and sports from my standpoint, from my point of view, is that nothing is given to you. You have to earn everything you get. And they say never. I believe in that from the standpoint is that I never give up. I never say, oh, well, that deal's not going to work, so I'm just going to leave it all alone. I try to tackle that type of business from a different angle. And because if you give up every time somebody tells you no and you just give up, you're not going to be successful. There are ways to get over that bridge if you use your mind.
Now, what would you say, you're Bo Jackson, a physical specimen. I'm telling you, I'm seeing here, I like your goatee, by the way. It looks very good.
Thank you.
I know that's one of the first goatees you've grown. But what about the people, when you grew up, probably when you were 7 years old, you were better than all the 11 years old in athletics. How did you take your leadership, being the best athlete, probably in every sport that you did?
Well, I was determined to be the best, the baddest, the fastest, the most accurate as far as throwing rocks, the fastest tree climber. Anything I did, anything that I competed in, I was determined. I had that gene to always worry about who was going to come in second.
And were you feeling nervous about it, or you're feeling inspired?
No, no. I'm excited from the standpoint. I know that there's nobody out here that can compete with me. So all of those other kids are battling to see who's going to come in second, because I knew who was going to come in first. And I take that into my business. I'm not the smartest CEO out there on the planet. I'm not the brightest. But I'm one of those CEOs that's never going to give up.
There you have it. So if there was one word that summarized the essence of Bo Jackson, what is that one word?
Hunger.
And you keep it always, no matter... when you were at the complete top of the world, the only guy who was in two sports, you were still hungry right then.
Hungry.
Has that ever changed, or since you were a little kid?
No, it has never changed.
And you've got some of that, I think, not just your mom, but also your grandpa, the ball player, the cat that used to catch with his hand, right?
Yes, my grandfather.
What was his nickname again?
Player. His real name was George Jackson.
Right.
He played baseball with the community baseball team, and he was a catcher, and he didn't use a mitt because nobody could afford a mitt. So he caught with his bare hands, and they called him Snag.
Snag.
Snag Jackson, because he used to snag the ball out of the air. He didn't just let it hit him in the hand, he'd snag it. So he'd give with it, snag with it, and throw it back to the pitcher.
Wow, that's exciting. So everyone wants to know about this thing when you break the bat over your head. I mean, was it a foul tip that all of a sudden you said, oh, the bat might be splintered, or you just had the strength to do that? How do you do that?
That was a bat. That bat wasn't broken. It's just, it goes back to that always being hungry. Always being hungry.
And you wanted
and
to beat
I
that bat.
I allowed someone to get me out when I actually knew that I could get him, and he got me. And he got me. And that was just the frustration of not, number one, doing my job, and number two, of letting my teammates down because they expected me to do something positive at the plate, and I didn't. And not only that, that was my way of showing my frustration for letting my fans down. So I am looking at the whole picture. It's not about me. It's about the people that I'm associated with.
And you just had that hunger. Yeah, let me ask you, when you go in, you made this decision to do both baseball and football. No
yes.
one makes that decision. What was at the core? You know, you're a young guy then, very accomplished, but a young guy. What made you make that decision?
Well, I didn't have to make that decision. I've been doing that all my life since I was a kid. I was playing baseball, playing football. And I was a wrestler.
And you were doing track. Oh, and wrestler
I,
as well?
And I was a wrestler. I lost one wrestling match in my junior high wrestling career. I didn't wrestle in high school, but my junior high career, I lost one wrestling match, and that was because I got disqualified. Because a gentleman that I was wearing him out, and he was a whole lot bigger than me, but I was quicker and a little stronger. Every time I get him on his back to pin him, he would pinch me in a certain spot, and I would let him go. Told the ref twice, and I told my coach, if he do it again, I'm going to try to slam him through the gym floor down to the locker room. And he did it a third time, and I picked him up, and luckily he ducked his head because I probably would have broke the kid's neck, but I left the floor with him. And slammed him to the mat and knocked the wind out of him, and I got disqualified because you don't supposed to leave your feet when you're taking somebody down. But that's just me being competitive. That's that hunger that I continue to preach about. And you can go back and look at it from a childhood. It wasn't something that I just decided that I was going to do once I got out of college. I've been doing it since I was a kid.
So you've always had this hunger. What's next for you?
I don't know. I'm always eager to wake up every morning to see what the day holds for me. So am I satisfied with my food company? Am I satisfied with my sports complexes? Am I satisfied? Yes, but I know that there's more out there for me. Am I satisfied with the philanthropic work that I'm doing? Yes, but I know that there's more that I can do. I know that I'm one person. A good friend of mine that I just got off the phone with just asked me, said, Bo, when the hell are you going to slow down? And I figured that I have, but since I retired from sports, I'm three times as busy as I was when I played dual sports.
Yep. So any final word of inspiration, of your hope for America here as we talk? You've accomplished this great deal. You must pinch yourself and say, look what I've done already. Any final hope and inspiration?
I never say, look what I've done already, because that would be bragging.
Ah.
A successful person is a guy whose friends, associates, and opponents are complimenting.
On that inspirational note, we have been speaking with Vincent Jackson, better known as Bo Jackson.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.